majority of people in the city of Seattle don't even know there's a river here. It wasn't until last year that they put a sign up there that said you're crossing the Duwamish Waterway. They don't want to use the word river. People look at it as a waterway. That's not a natural thing. But a river is. My name is James Rasmussen. I am the coordinator, the director of the Duwamish River Cleanup Coalition. I remember coming down here to fish with my dad. And I remember my father telling him, don't let him get to the dock, don't let him get to the dock. Those fish are smart enough to know if they can wrap your line around the dock, they can get out of it. And I remember losing a couple really, really big fish that way. I'm Duwamish. I'm a native from this area. Served on my Duwamish Tribal Council for about 30 years. Before me, my mother served. Before her, my grandfather. When I talk about home, I know my family goes back here well over 10,000 years. That's home. And when I was young, I was taught by my grandfather. You'd see a little animal or a critter, he would say, well, that's your cousin. You know, the cedar trees, they're like your grandmother and grandfather. You know, and the salmon, that's very much part of my family. The river and the place, it is alive. It's a real thing. You know, it breathes twice every day. We've got tides that come on, tides that go out. This river flows two ways, and that's the river breathing. We've always been here. This is our home. This is the place that was given to us to take care of. Well, we don't take care of it anymore. The contaminants that we're talking about here are over 100 years of industrial pollution. This is a heavily industrialized river. Those are construction cranes that are on barges. You know, big stacks of containers. That's the Ford Motor Company. There's also Boeing Field, which you see planes coming in and out down here. That's one of the first airports in the state of Washington. But you'll also see huge bald eagles nesting up in the patches up here on the side of West Seattle. And those are herons right there. There is a river here, and it's a beautiful place. That's what really got me really involved with the river. I mean, on the river a couple times every week, and, you know, really, really actively looking at how do you plan a habitat site? How do you reconnect creeks to the river? And why is that important? The only real way to see the river and to understand what's going on is to actually be on the river itself. The other thing is to understand the history of this place. Without a river, there isn't a people, and without a people, there isn't a river.